My name is Doortje Smithuizen and you are listening to my conversation with Christiane Chatahi, the Associate Artist of Holland Festival 2024. So, hi Christiane, welcome.
Hi, thank you.
So nice to have you here.
Thank you very much.
So we are having this conversation because you will be the Associate Artist for the Holland Festival in 2024.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe for the people who do not know you yet, could you tell a little bit about yourself and about your work, maybe?
So, my name is Christiane Jataí. I'm from Brazil. I'm a theater director and also cinema director. I'm really working these two lands. I'm also studying philosophy and journalism. As an artist, I'm a mix of everything that I did before, then it's really part of my story. From 2013, I really started to work between Brazil and Europe. In the beginning, I create my works in Brazil, and then I travel a lot with the works in the festivals and theaters.
It's not your first time at the Holland Festival.
No.
You have been here in 2015 already.
Mm-hmm.
What did you show then when you were here?
So the first time that I participate in a festival, with What If You Went to Moscow in Frascati.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a piece based in, inspired in the Three Sisters,
okay,
by Chekhov. And
yes,
it's a cinema and theater at the same time.
Okay.
And this is, it was really amazing to be part of the festival with this piece.
And then in 2016, you came back again.
Yes.
What did you show then?
It's they call the Walking Forest. It's it's Macbeth in some way. It's a vid installation. It's part of a trilogy, and the second part is the What If You Went to Moscow, and the third part is the Walking Forest. And it's a piece that it's very connected with the audience, and the audience is really part of the story. And so it was really strong for us, this connection with the public, the audience of this festival. And I had the opportunity to confirm this the second time when with this Walking Forest, the piece, it's built with the audience, because the audience has a kind of a headphone and I direct live, and it's the audience that it's really does the actions. And so that's it for me. The most strong memories is how this festival create a kind of a public that it's really with the artists.
So the Holland Festival is very honored to have you as the Associate Artist this year. How are you looking at this this Associate Artistship? What are your plans? What are your ideas? What are your hopes?
What I think that is really beautiful in this invitation is because the first time that I received this invitation, I said it's like a stone in the water. So the first stone is my work, is the possibility that really show my work like a trajectoire.
Or no, like a continuum.
Like a line,
yeah,
like a continuity. So it's, and then after the second stone is how my work and my life connect with other artists. And then the other circumference, it's how it's possible to connect with some artists here. So this kind of, elements that it's like this was so strong, and this invitation is about connection. This invitation is about to create dialogues, to create possibilities to see in different points of the view. So I think that it's really beautiful way to do a festival.
So it's like maybe like a continuous conversation that you are having with this festival, and then are there certain themes or topics that you are hoping to touch upon this coming year?
So the first topic is about borders. My work, it's about borders, border between cinema and theater, between the reality and fiction, the character and the person that it's played, this character. and the different point of the view that it's possible to provoke to the audience. But it's about home also. Mm-hmm. It's about to be part of one thing and to not be part. I'm really connected. My work is very political. I'm really connected to what's happened nowadays, because the theater is about the present moment. Different of the cinema, and I do cinema also, but in the case of the theater, it's only in this moment. So if it's not works in that moment, forget. Because it's about this moment, it's about the present moment, it's about this instant that you are together. That's why this relationship between cinema and theater, it's really interesting for me, because cinema is like a, so in the present moment, but mm-hmm. we did in the past, and in theater, it's, even I talk about the past, it's about the present. And about this, to use this relationship, it's the most part of the works that I show here, it's also about this.
So within the festival, there's of course a very important place for you and for your work.
Yes, so, okay. I show some works here. Mm-hmm. The first one is After the Silence. After the Silence, it's a third part of, I'm very obsessed in trilogies. Mm-hmm. And so it's a third part of one trilogy. That it's from a book and also from a film. And it tells the story of sisters who lives in their families lives in the situation of a kind of slavery situation, but nowadays. And it's, I think that it's a very important subject, because it's about to think about decolonization, about to think that is the racism and the violence against the woman, but also the genocide of the black people in Brazil. There is some connection also with the indigenous people in this story. And so this is the one piece that I show here, and it's a piece that... It's really important for us to show at this moment, and it's also about the research in this between cinema and theater.
And then there's a third piece. I think it's Hamlet.
Yes.
And that will also be shown. And I heard that in this your version of Hamlet, a woman will be playing mm-hmm. Hamlet.
Why it's did a you? It's feminist version of Hamlet.
It sounds very nice. Yes, why did you make this decision?
To do a Hamlet.
With a woman, yeah.
Yes. There is things that I decide because it's I want to say, and it is a piece that it's my side. I always think about Hamlet. And then this Hamlet's very revolutionary in the way that it's this woman, she fight for to break the system, and the system is the patriarchal system, mm-hmm. because it's the system that Hamlet is part. But it's again about past and present, because it's someone that is not resolved her past.
Yes.
And then she had to come back to her past for to resolve this story. Mm-hmm. And to resolve this story is to finish this system. And the answer is not the same that the answer of the end of the piece of Shakespeare.
Mm-hmm. And, it's a different narrative.
Yes.
We already touched upon this a little bit, but I was also wondering, are there certain social events that you maybe came across in your life, or maybe personal events that have inspired you very heavily, or maybe, well, formed your work?
Let's think.
Take your time.
It's inseparable, no?
Because I feel like you really combine the personal and the political. Mm-hmm. Like you maybe take the personal and make it political, and maybe take the political and make it personal. It seems like some sort of dance mm-hmm. between the very yes. intimate and the more sociological kind of way
yes.
of thinking.
Exactly. A question that I'm always ask for myself, and I always ask in my piece. That it's like what you can do for to change, it's individual, but it's also collective, because the change, the real change, depends on the collective. So the personal things that I live in my life, my story, is really part of this. So the my the people that disappeared of my life is part of the my empty spaces. It's what moved myself. So what is not part of my story in the way that it's, I don't know, for example, I have one story, my personal story, I have a lot of losses, and these losses, it's what moved me. Mm-hmm. So it's not what is stopped me, what is
holding you back.
Yes, mm-hmm. It's opposite. And it's so philosophy at the same time, no? This is what, this is the pencil that mm-hmm. I'm used to write.
Yeah. So this is also nice that you created a trilogy.
Yes, the trilogies, it's also because I think that it's, when you ask me to introduce myself, I mm-hmm. said I am a theater director, I'm a cinema director. But finally, if I really answer this, I'm a writer. So what I really, I'm thinking, I'm always think about to write. And when I do a trilogy, it's because I need time.
Yeah.
I need time to really develop in a deeper way something. So the first piece is the first movement. The second one is the moment that I can really jump into some this about this. So mm-hmm. in the third one I start to live.
Yeah, and maybe also reflect.
Exactly.
Yeah. And then you also use a lot of classical texts in mm. your writing and in your mm. work. What is the function of using an old text like the Odyssey or Hamlet?
Yes.
And what can it say about our modern society?
Mm. It's an interesting question. When I use classical texts, it's also because I can use some fictional text that is not not classical. Because when you say classical, it means that you know the text.
Mm-hmm.
So it's something that is in your memory. So I'm when I do something, Odyssey, for example, when I rewrite through the Odyssey, it's not about only my memory.
Mm-hmm.
But it's about the memory of the audience.
It's a collective memory.
Exactly. Yeah. It's a collective memory.
Yeah.
So that's why it's classical. And then
also to create a bridge between like a collective memory and maybe like a specific situation somewhere
exactly.
in the world right now. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. So your experience, your memory, your perception about this text, I know that you put when you see.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that it's create a new level of relationship between you and the material
yes.
that you are seeing.
Well, and it's maybe also about creating a sense of urgency. Like everyone
also.
Knows how bad the whole
yes.
trip was for Odysseus.
Yes.
Maybe
and
they can relate a bit more about the situation today.
Yes, and use your past in the piece
mm-hmm.
also.
Yeah.
Because if you know this, it's connected to your past.
Mm-hmm.
So it's again about the present and past.
And with this Odyssey, for example, and also with other pieces that you have shown,
mm-hmm.
I feel like the notion of home or being home somewhere
mm-hmm.
or where do you feel at home or leaving home
mm-hmm.
is a very, very big theme in your work.
Yes.
Has this always been a theme for you?
Yes.
How does it
Yes, home, it's really, one of the points of
yes.
my work. Yes.
Yes.
Because home has a lot of sense, no?
Mm-hmm.
Home... What is home? What means home? Home, it's the story that we charge. It's a story of our ancestors. Home is the place where you born. Home, so this is...
What is home to you, would you say?
It's the most difficult question. That's why
mm-hmm.
I do a lot of works.
Yes.
I try to answer this question.
Uh-huh.
But in a very... I don't know,
mm-hmm.
talking like
yes.
that, I say, my home is Brazil.
Mm-hmm.
My home is Rio de Janeiro. My roots is there. And but I have a home here also.
Yes.
And it's a home.
because I can create new homes. And then I, because homes, it's all the relationship that I have with the people. Mm-hmm. So homes, it's also about friends. No, home, it's about family. Home is about the connections.
Is home also about the relationship with yourself?
Yes. So this is the final home, no? Mm-hmm. Home is the moment that I'm alone and yeah. I'm writing. It's home also. And home is when I'm dream. I'm really use my dreams in my work.
Really?
Yes.
That seems hard.
Because I dream a lot.
Yeah.
And I have to use this. Yeah. No, I'm have a feature each night. Mm-hmm. I write my dreams. It's crazy.
Yeah.
I have two lives, when I'm dreaming and when I wake up. And so my home is my dreams. Some moments said, ah, good, I'm going to dream now. And it's really stories. And so it's like, but the dreams is all about the inconscient.
Mm.
And I'm very connected about the psychologies and the how it's, I'm very interested about that. So it's a lot of points of
yeah.
view.
I also found it very beautiful as an idea that you were hoping to also connect different neighborhoods mm-hmm. in Amsterdam while you are here
yes.
with the Holland Festival. Do you have any ideas about this or how to do this?
They are in the researching of this now.
Right.
They are really try to find the ways. But the idea is it's really connected space that is not usually part of the festival.
Yeah.
And not only places, but this is important to say, but also artists that is not mm-hmm. connected with the festival. You just decided this. The idea is that really to have a meeting between artists that it's kind of a center,
yeah.
and artists that is not part of the center, and
mm-hmm.
to create this meeting and to open this space to
yeah.
dialogue. And also to create something together.
And to maybe also make the festival more accessible for more
yes,
people
for sure.
from the city.
More democratic.
Yeah,
yes.
yeah. That's yes. very beautiful.
Yes.
I'm very curious to see how you will do this.
Yes, they are really
yeah.
working in this now too.
Yeah, and I'm also curious to see what role the camera will play again
mm-hmm.
in your upcoming works, because I feel like, I mean, you use the camera a lot, you use documentary, you make films, of course, you use them in your theater work.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like you're always trying to tell the audience something about framing or
mm-hmm.
Like what mm-hmm. perspective will you choose. Is this something you think about a lot? Is it a big theme for you?
Yes, yes. So when I use cinema, it's really to create more levels in the dramaturge, in more levels in this connection.
In the collective moment, yeah.
And also in the way that I tell this story, why this is there. So in the Three Sisters, for example, the cameras, it's there. And the camera, it's each camera, it's really have a why. So one is a documentary camera that is Irina, who work with this camera. Other cameras, it's a character that it's a camera. So the cameraman come with a camera and he's a character.
Mm-hmm.
And he's Vechining and he's a, And Masha, she fall in love with the camera. So the camera become like something that it's very organic now.
But it also adds something to a character, right? I do feel
Completely.
Like when someone has a camera,
yes.
It creates a distance between them and the other characters. And
distance
maybe,
and proximity also, no?
Yeah, but also for the audience, like being able to see what you see on the theater.
Mm.
Also on film, maybe at the same time.
When
it
it's
also
the same
creates
time,
a sort
yes.
of distance, or is
yes.
this something that you want to play with, or something that you want to explore?
A lot of it's a lot of things. Some moments, for example,
mm-hmm.
in the it's each piece is different. Yes, for sure, the camera can give the close up,
mm-hmm.
and then you can see things that you can see in the theater. I can play with the times, so I can show what is outside of the frame. No, I can use the camera for to show the things that is happening at this moment, but you can't see because it's in the backstage. So there is a lot of possibilities, and
mm-hmm.
I always put these inside of the dramaturge, the story.
But this is also really about the relationship between fiction and non-fiction, right?
For
between
sure.
reality and this is also something that I
yes.
came across very much in your work.
Yes.
And is this also something that's you would like to maybe have the audience think about a bit more, like what is your reality, what is your fiction, how do they relate?
Yes, I think that it's in our life the reality and fiction enter all the time.
Mm-hmm.
So I do this also in the theater. I think that it's inseparable. So when you see something and you say, but this is reality.
Is this also something that you would like to tell the audience, maybe using the classical texts? Like,
I use
we
this
think
all
it's
the
fiction,
time.
But it might be reality as well?
Yes, because I'm always try to talk about here and
mm-hmm.
now.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's also about the performance in some way.
Yeah.
The actors really use what's happened at the moment, and this is about performance acting, that you're not preparing everything. You
yeah.
are connected what's happened.
Mm-hmm.
I always say that the actors, that my work, if the actors or actress is like, it's not about to create, it's about to react. And when you react, it's reality.
Yeah, and yeah. I think the audience also have to react a lot.
For sure,
it's not always a very comfortable thing to be at a show of yours, I think.
Yes, at the same time, yeah. it's alive. No?
Yeah,
yes.
So they have to participate as well.
Yes.
Why do you feel like this
but
is so
But not to
important?
Participate in the way that you have to be part, but
no.
participate because you have to be active.
Yeah. Yeah. yeah, why do you feel like this is so important?
It's the answer that I did before.
Mm-hmm.
So because it's about the present moment. Because, for example, we are drinking water.
Mm-hmm.
If I do this,
mm-hmm.
for example, change everything.
Yeah.
And then if it's an accident, if it is, because now I provoke this, sorry. But if I really do like this, does everything start to be, and then I have to use this. And then the audience, like everybody change, like, oh my God, something happened. And then it's what I talk about, the reality also.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not only the reality that it's a story from the reality, it's the reality of the moment. And now this floor become different. And then you have to the cameras, I don't know if they can film this, but if you can film this, this is part of the interview. And after that, everything changed between us.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So it's like how I use each moment the this is an example that it's very, but mm-hmm. I can say about what I feel.
So it's also like a continuous conversation, I think.
It's like to use everything
yeah.
that is part of what's happened with us in what we are doing.
I am already very excited
about
your work.
Especially
after this water on the floor. So to conclude our conversation,
good.
When you think about this upcoming year and about this upcoming Holland Festival, what are you looking forward to the most?
So the first is to really show a panel of my work. So this is really amazing for an artist to have this opportunity to show this story of my work. The other thing that is for me, it's really amazing, is the possibility to have people who I work, that it's be part of this. For example, Vitor Araújo, that is a musician, very important in my work, and then he can show his work. Or Paulo Camacho, that is a photographer that I work with me, and I don't know, 15 years, and he can show his work, he's part of this, or my, I don't know, Thomas Walgrave, that is my partner, that it's so, that if it be, the part, the people that it's really part of my story, because you don't write any story alone.
Mm.
It's also about the collaboration, and it's not a portrait.
No.
It's a portrait.
It's a collective,
yes,
as well.
That's for me what's the most important.
Yeah. Well, I'm looking forward to it all very much. Thank you.
Thank you
very much, Christiane.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening to my conversation with Christiane Chatahi. We would love to welcome you at the Holland Festival upcoming June 2024. Want to know more about the entire program, dates and tickets? Check out our website, hollandfestival.nl. 40 years or under? Make sure to check out HF Young for recommendations, special events and huge discounts on selected performances. Holland Festival is made possible by the Ministry of Education, Culture and Science, the City of Amsterdam, production partner Amodo, main patron Fonds 21, HF Business Partners, Private Foundation and many friends.